This is VOA News by remote. The worldwide death toll from COVID-19 is pacing toward 212 million, with more than 3 million confirmed infections. In the United States, nearly 57,000 have died from it, and more than a million people have been infected. The White House has released new guidelines aimed at answering criticism that America's coronavirus testing has been too slow, and President Trump is trying to pivot toward a focus on reopening the nation. The new testing targets would ensure states had COVID-19 tests available to sample at least 2.6% of their populations each month, a figure already met by a majority of states. Areas that have been harder hit by the virus would be able to test at a double rate or higher. Still, there are doubts from public health experts that the White House new testing targets are sufficient enough. Restaurants opened up to dine-in patrons in at least three states Monday, and the governor of Texas allowed movie theaters and malls and eateries to start letting customers trickle into their establishments later this week. Across the country, an ever-changing patchwork of loosening stay-home orders and business restrictions took shape. Texas Governor Greg Abbott outlined a slow reopening of one of the world's largest economies amid the coronavirus pandemic. Restaurants in Tennessee, Georgia, and Alaska's biggest city began opening their doors to dine-in customers, with new rules such as temperature checks at the door and logging of customer information for possible contact tracing. Ohio Governor Mike DeWine's first steps toward reopening will require a mask for workers and shoppers. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson returned to work Monday after recovering from the coronavirus and insisted it's too risky to relax the lockdown yet. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News.